CLX Mobile monitoring.
CLX, K82BNG, how you doing?
K82BNG, N6CLX. I don't remember your name. Name here is Mike.
Okay, I'm Glenn. I sort of remember your call sign. It's probably been a while.
Remember? Yeah, it's been at least a month or two.
So what's been up with you? Trying to stay cool?
Right now the car is cooling down. I just escaped the office and heading home.
You deciding whether or not I should go anywhere. I've got air conditioning. That's the only reason I'm in here. It sucks when you don't have central air at your house. This is about the best air conditioning I got. Oh, I shouldn't waste fuel then. I should try to go somewhere.
You know, Spain is the country that started all this wind turbine stuff. Because it was an inexpensive way to get electricity to all these mountain towns. Now, they're banning use of air conditioning thermostats set below 80 degrees in all public buildings.
Well, they're almost going to have to. Europe is suffering from, I guess, lack of natural gas, especially Germany. In fact, Germany is thinking of reopening a nuclear plant they were about to decommission. Because obviously there's no more natural gas coming in.
Just like Washington, D.C., they've got no lack of gas or wind coming out of Brussels from all of the politicians flapping their lips.
Yeah, well, let's see. Brussels, I think, is NATO headquarters. It's also EU headquarters, so they got double the wind. Yeah, there should be enough wind to power the whole rest of Europe coming out of there. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to be. They're scrambling for energy sources right now. Really, really bad. The United States could provide some natural gas. I don't know how much gas you can put in a pipeline and ship over, or put in a tanker ship and ship over. Obviously, we can't make a pipeline going to Europe.
Strange that the Freeport-McMoRan liquefied natural gas terminal, where they take the gas and they liquefy it. It's 30% of our LNG capacity, and that place blew up. And I don't know. You don't hear much more about it, but I'm really wondering if that was some kind of hack on some industrial control.
So an LNG terminal? I don't know. Actually, the U.S. didn't really have any LNG export terminals until relatively recently. I haven't heard of anything, and there's only about six of them. I haven't heard of anything happening to one of them.
N6CLX, keep up with that timer. A month or two ago, they had an explosion and fire, and it took it down. It's going to be down a little while. It's one of the larger ones, so it represents 30% of our capacity to liquefy and export.
And I hadn't heard anything. Yeah, there's only six, I think there's only six LNG terminals, and maybe within the past six, it went from zero maybe 10 years ago, and there's only about six of them now. So, yeah, if it's one of the ones, there was one in Texas or one of those, that could be 30% of the capacity right there.
And outside of Galveston.
Where did you read this? Because I didn't read about an LNG terminal blowing up. You know, oil refineries and things, things do happen. Drilling plant, gas and oil wells, things like that, you do have the occasional fire. But, you know, I'm not really up on what the latest is on as far as energy news.
Jack Moran plant outside of Galveston, Texas. And they had some kind of disruption and a fire, and it destroyed a bunch of their, I don't know what, you know, they never really went into much detail what happened in there, but it happened a month or two ago.
Nobody suspects anything strange. I mean, accidents happen.
Maybe it's just an accident, but it's just, I don't know. I have a hard time believing in coincidence.
Coincidences, I don't know. I mean, oil refinery accidents and oil drilling and gas drilling platform accidents happen all the time. So, you know, anything, I guess you got, anywhere you got anything flammable that comes out of the ground, or anywhere you're transporting something flammable, I suppose it's possible.
My previous jobs, I went in and out of all those plants on the river between Baton Rouge and New Orleans and over in Texas. And very rarely did they have a problem. And it was only during maintenance. And it just doesn't seem to be that this was a maintenance site, because they were trying to get gas out of there. It cut down on our exports so much that the natural gas price came down because our supplies zoomed up.
Something new. I hadn't heard anything about an LNG terminal catching fire. I'll try to look it up when I get somewhere I can do that. Right now I gotta drive to the bank and put some money in an account before it gets overdrawn.
Good thing you got money to put in there.
On the road where I'm losing the signal.
I was saying, good thing you got money to put in there.
That's not going to be the case for too much longer, but... Yeah, no, I've never actually seen an account completely yet where there's $0 in it. So, yeah, I should probably go do something about it.
And you are getting, you're not scratchy, you're cutting in and out. It's all or nothing. It's a pretty bad signal over where you are.
Things, maybe it's all these trees.
I'm looking right at it, over towards Greenville, north of Greenville, Greer, somewhere up there.
I'm over by Graycourt. If we had rain, it would have been nice, would have cooled it off a bit. I think it's about 95 degrees out right now.
The Greer Taylor's area. Pardon for the yawn there. Guess I'm tired. And, well, good luck with your bank run. I wish I had money to put in the bank right now. I gotta wait until the end of the month.
You go to an ATM to get the money, basically to just hand carry cash from one account to the other. I go to the ATM at Bank of America. That one's having a malfunction. I go to the other ATM I want to deposit it into, and that one is not accepting cash at the moment. So, you know, let's try this again.
We have tellers there when you need them.
It's too late. It was after hours. Well, it's after hours now, isn't it? It's about 5:30.
Maybe open. You don't know. I don't know anything anymore. I try not to go to the bank any longer. I've started using all their electronic apps.
Probably not even necessary to walk in there anymore. You can even, using the banking app, using the camera and your smartphone, you can even deposit a check. You know, if anyone ever actually sends you a check anymore, takes a photograph of it and deposits it. Which, if you take the check to the bank, is pretty much all they're going to do anyway.
You take a picture of the bills and deposit them.
Well, yeah, we just need, I guess we just need a way to, for cash to come out of the computer screen or something. You know, other than that, there's not really very much you can't do.
Tell you, the way money flies nowadays, I barely have time to smell it before it's gone.
Well, got we've still got the inflation rate is as high as it's been in about 40 years. You know, welcome back to the 1970s. 8 or 9 or 10% inflation.
Those are the bad old days there.
Combination of factors. It's economic dislocation that's caused by the pandemic. You had major disruptions to the supply chain. You had major disruptions to the labor force. Because everyone is saying, you know what? This would be a good time to quit my job. You know, let's see. You've got the war. What else have you got? That, you know, that sends fuel prices spiking, which sends everything else spiking. And, it's just this whole combination of things that just happen to occur all together just at a bad time. You know, you can't necessarily blame any one thing or another.
For the timer. Yeah, another thing you didn't mention was the spending in D.C. and the Fed buying treasuries like crazy in the Federal Bank. Yeah, they've been doing that since 2008, and then sending checks to everyone in the country, and everyone in the country spending it on stuff from China, clogging up the supply chain.
Government buying back its own bonds, never see where that really is. Economically, what that is. But yeah, when the government starts buying back its own people,
devaluing of the dollar and too many people with too much money chasing too few goods. That's what causes inflation.
Devaluation of the dollar has been going on for pretty much consistently over the past, oh, I don't know, 50 years. Whenever you increase the money supply, and it's not as though you still have a gold standard, which you haven't had for 50 or 60 years, so yeah, that devalues the dollar. But, you know, it devalues it for everybody, because every other country does the same thing. They pay off part of their debts and prop up their government with printing press money. You can make the argument that as long as everyone is doing it at the same time, by the same amount, it kind of offsets each other.
Everyone's doing it, so at some point, the party's got to end. I mean, the booze runs out at some point.
You know, when you're dealing with an economy that's, I don't know, what is the U.S. economy in terms of trillions of dollars? You know, net gross GDP or net GDP. It takes a lot of printing press money to do that. What did I read something about monetary policy some years back? Ultimately, paying off the deficit or increasing the deficit in the long term doesn't matter, which is hard to say how it doesn't matter, but, you know, I think eventually it does matter. But, you know, the government will keep doing that, borrowing money to pay off the debt, to pay off that debt, to pay off the other debt. And, you know, money just keeps getting borrowed to cover other borrowed money. You can play that game for a long, long time.
The Keynesian economic theory. which I hope has now been proven to be false, but that theory says that what government, and anything government does affects the economy in a positive way. The government spends a buck, it affects the economy in a buck plus some money. And if they believe in central policy, what that Keynesian economic doesn't take into account is how much money injected into the economy will drive market forces. So I don't know. There's a lot of talk going on and very little fixing.
What happened here? There's also a theory of what they call the velocity of money. If you get through the economy, they're just using old debts, new debts to pay off old ones. Movement of money creates economic activity. Velocity theory of money is moving money from one place to another for economic activity, even if it depends on everyone ends up where they were before.
It's rough now, Glenn. It's actually dropping the repeater.
I got no signal here.
My destination, so I'll let you get to your banking, and hopefully you are able to find an ATM that works. But I'll be here for a little bit. N6CLX.